Now, Asian countries that have been suffering from extreme heat in recent weeks are bracing for another challenge. Rice, a staple of the region, could be in short supply as a dry spell looms. Scientists have developed climate-resilient varieties, but farmers say they cost more to produce. Barnaby Law reports from Nueva Ecija in the Philippines.
With no irrigation system, Eduardo Mateo's rice fields rely on rainfall. But the past weeks have been extremely hot. Weather experts are predicting a dry spell this month due to a climate pattern known as El Niño. The government has provided Eduardo with drought-resistant seeds, but he says they're still going to need water.
We have to buy fuel to be able to pump water. Sometimes we have to get a loan from the bank and risk our home getting foreclosed.
Farmers in the Philippines are warning not only of higher prices, but a meager harvest.
While the Philippines does produce rice, it relies heavily on imports. Last year, the government bought 3.7 million tons. But supply is low, with rice production across the region suffering from rising temperatures and a prolonged drought.
Economists say that's likely to worsen inflation, especially as rice-exporting countries like India and Thailand could curb shipments. The International Rice Research Institute says warmer nights have resulted in annual losses of about 2.3 million tons of rice across Asia during the last two decades. Scientists have been working hard on developing rice that can survive higher temperatures.
We have identified genetic regions responsible for improved yield under high night temperature. And using that knowledge, we have now developed some varieties of rices which give optimum yield under high night temperature compared to other checks.
And it's not only the heat that's a challenge. Climate change has also triggered record amounts of rainfall in countries like Pakistan, where nearly 400,000 hectares of rice fields were damaged by unprecedented floods last year.
I think climate change is a direct threat to our food security. There are new diseases emerging. New pests are attacking the crops and making huge losses. These things are suddenly happening, and we are not prepared for it.
This gene bank inside the International Rice Research Institute should offer hope. More than 130,000 varieties and sub-varieties have been kept here and for decades. They've helped the world cope with a changing climate before, and they're aiming to release new heat-tolerant varieties by next year. Barnaby Law, Al Jazeera, Nueva Ecija, the Philippines.